Good evening, everyone. That was a special report from our raving reporter, Commander Wotherspoon, assisted by various interrelated ne'er-do-wells. I'm your host for this evening, Harry Balzac, and I'm joined by our stalwart band of presenters, the staunch Normus Knockers.
Good evening, everyone.
The steadfast Wilma Fingerdo.
Thank you, Harry. Good evening, all.
And he really should be committed, Loose Knockers.
Thank you, I think. No, hang on, that means...
Time for some news!
Nomination, hesitation, consternation, declaration. Application, obligation, desperation, situation, supplication.
Voyager of the Damned.
Lou's sorry, again.
No, I'm not.
Rocket Socket causes phantom tantrum.
Trucker responsible for delivery.
Dead dudes drive drinkers to lally.
Atrus 5060 is excited.
Poor old Lou hasn't got a clue.
And Norma tells us who was fonder of the Golconda.
The galaxy has been rocked to its very core this week when a scandal was revealed. Not the usual political scandal where someone claims they'll keep Cubicle 3 fully operational just minutes before telling Floor Mopping Guy to close it for the duration, but something far, far more serious. With only 3 days left, it appears that there are still truckers who have not gone to nominations.forthemug.com and submitted the names of the commanders who deserve to be nominated for the Muggies Awards. This must be remedied, and remedied now. You'll need to vote tactically to stop Flossie winning in every category. And that's as maybe. But it doesn't stop this being something you should all do. Your galaxy needs you. Needs you to submit the names of those unsung heroes, the pilots whose deeds deserve to be rewarded by the acknowledgement of their peers and by gaining a splendid award to boot. Sorry, not to boot, to keep.
There are categories related to distance travelled, bounties gained, etc., and those will be needed to be automatically decided from the data gathered by the Hutton Helper. Where the organisers need your help is with the following categories. And don't be intimidated or think, I haven't got time to enter someone for all of those, because you don't need to fill them all in if you don't have someone to nominate for a particular category. The categories are...
Jumper of the Year.
Explorer of the Year.
Naughty Trucker of the Year.
Passenger Transporter of the Year.
Miner of the Year.
Mistake of the Year.
Helpful Trucker Award.
Alvin Defer Charitable Trucker Award.
Thargoid Killer of the Year.
Combat Pilot of the Year.
Lifetime Award.
Creator of the Year.
Book Naked Rebuy Award.
Sun Smasher of the Year.
Mission Runner of the Year.
Trader of the Year.
The Trucker's Choice Award.
Trucker of the Year.
The awards will be announced live on the first Hutton Orbital Radio News of 3306 on January the 2nd, but the list of nominations closes on December the 1st. That's this Sunday. So if you're listening to the podcast of this show on Monday or later and think, I know, I'll submit my nominations now, hang your head, because you should have done so earlier. If you want to see who's been nominated so far, then go to nominations.forthemug.com/nominees.php or tinyurl.com/mugnominees.
After the nominations are closed, they'll be whittled down to a maximum of 4 per category. Then there will be a blind vote, but it should be noted that apart from the Trucker's Choice Award, the Academy, or Muggers as they style themselves, reserve the right to have the final say. And why not? They've done all the work to create the event.
Go to nominations.forthemug.com, There's a simple form to fill in with the list of categories and even a place for you to suggest a new category if you think that they've missed one. Do it. Go to that address right now so that you don't forget. But don't start filling out the form until the next tune. This show is hard enough to understand when you're paying full attention. Goodness knows what it'd be like if you tried to multitask.
As previewed on last week's radio show, King Hotbox visited the Cradle of Humanity on a Return to Sol event earlier this week. The team spent an inordinate amount of time mooching around Daedalus. They claim that we're working on our TAMs, but the smart money is on this being down to artistic differences, as they could not decide the best order to place their ships for a photograph that they feel is obligatory. Eventually, they managed to work out an acceptable format, took their selfie, and headed for Earth for yet more photos. To be fair to them, that was one of the points of the event. Over what millennia ago was the UK and the USA? Commander Rampage 737 was very pleased to point out that the area that used to be Yorkshire, where he said all intelligent life began, we think that in case the migration may have started early, the intrepid pilots then turned their noses for deep space, made their ships do the same, and set off towards an ancient probe to make amends after a previous visit. We're sad to report that Commander Venezia, while serenading his co-pilot with an ancient Joe Pasquale classic, I Know a Song That Will Get on Your Nerves, hit Voyager 2 square on its nameplate. It now reads Vija. Apparently, Commander Rampage 737 was enjoying a tasty dish of chicken balls. Commander Shoreside Customs helpfully remarked they must be very small. Commander Rampage 737, after much head-scratching, is still trying to work that one out. A limpet has been dispatched with a diagram to explain.
Hutton Orbital Incident Report. Date of incident, 22nd November 3305. Location, Hill Pass C. Type of incident, accidental system conquest. Reporting officer, Mia Harkness. Tonight, I would like to apologise to the lovely people of Hill Pass C for the accidental and unauthorised regime change in their home system. Alvin was very clear. Do not take over Hill Pass C, he said. It already has a player faction, he said. But no, somebody out there just couldn't help themselves. We have been the second player faction in the system for some time now, and everything's been lovely. Then an unfortunate series of events led to Hutton gaining influence, while Crimson States had issues in their other system, which led to them losing influence. Before we knew it, we were in a war for control of the system. Lou Snockers was assigned to oversee things and make sure the balance of power was restored. He watched the Hutton Helper dailies, made news announcements, and managed Hutton anti-propaganda in the system. But then he took his eye off the ball for just a second to recover from a particularly harrowing episode of SpongeBob SquarePants. It's called Nasty Patty. And a nameless someone or someone's moved in and swung it our way. Extensive investigation of Hutton Helper shows that the transgressors are not Hutton truckers, but still we feel some responsibility for the situation. You had one job to do, Snockers. One job. Commander Bear from the Hutton Security Bog Spaniels has been dispatched to the system with orders to bite some arses. Anyway, we're here now, so, you know, we'll just maybe stay. Anyway, happy Red Planet Day. Mia Harkness, Apology Officer. Sorry again.
Consternation in Dio Grande this week when Commander Infinite Dreamer was performing a routine external inspection of his crate Phantom, as he discovered what appeared to be a gigantic USB port, unsanctioned spaceship breach. Since this oversized connector does not appear on the plans for the ship, speculation has been rife as to its purpose. Is it how upgrades are delivered? Is it to provide power for the cockpit string of lights? Will the next generation of ships be all electric, and this is where the charging cable will connect? Falcon DeLacy, well known for loose wires inside the cockpit, were also unavailable for comment. All we know is that whatever it is, it'll take 3 goes to connect the cable.
It was with great delight that we heard this week that the galactic population statistic needs to be increased by 1. Dr. Iris Medalong and his co-pilot Nazim have a new recruit to occupy their third crew member's seat. or other cot. And we here at Hutton Orbital wish all three of them much joy and sleepless nights when Dr. Eros can get some stick time.
Doubts have been raised regarding the new Aquaveity alcoholic beverage, which is produced and distributed by the Golconda colonists. Many people believe that the name of the drink translates as water of life, Aquavitae, but the name actually translates as water lives. This has led to speculation that either the water is alive with some kind of undetectable parasites, or equally disturbingly, contain ingredients derived from the ancestors of current colonists. One Hutton Orbital resident claimed that he felt kind of possessed after drinking the beverage, citing it as the reason he has been found naked on the parade at Hutton singing Oklahoma while peeing through the letterbox of McThargoids and farting loudly. Allegedly, the drink made him do it, and now that it is passed from his system, he is mortified. Another was thought to be speaking in tongues after drinking a whole bottle of the liqueur, but turned out just to be Scottish and pished. Hotbox's Commander Malice XR3 said, "It doesn't have the same sweetness as Chem Egg vodka, but there's a hint of dusty old bodies that reminds me of Soylent Green. If they get this flavour from dissolving their ancestors to make the drink, then I very much approve." Bonkers resident Gene Poole insists that he found a toe in his drink, but couldn't be absolutely sure that it wasn't his. Scientists have yet been unable to pin down the actual ingredients of Aquaveity, not Aquavitae. So the jury's still out on this one. Although sales have dropped off, they are expected to recover over the festive period, as people buy the new booze as a gift for friends and relatives. This reporter's thought: if you can drink dead people and then blame your subsequent drunken rampage on them, then what's the problem? Drink up and watch out for loose toes.
Good evening, trackers! Atrus 5060 here! Thargoid the back and attacking station all over the galaxy! Sorry, we really don't have any news. Atrus 5060 is still on holiday. We know, because he sent us a lovely postcard with a picture of some local cats for some reason. We did try and use an AI program, even though they are illegal, to generate a report, but someone forgot to input the last 4 months' worth of data, and so it created a report where the excitement wasn't quite justified. Sorry, I just couldn't pretend anymore. As you were, nothing to see here, move along. But what do you mean, which is your drinking vessel? No, it's not that one near you. It's the Father Mug.
There is very little to report this week, as although most of our systems seem to be where we want them, it's difficult to say, as the Hutton Helper is missing half of its updates, and I haven't been able to visit the systems myself, as I've been indisposed for some reason. All I can see from the ancient terminal at the naughty step is that if your system resides at the arse end of the alphabet, you probably need to drop your influence a bit. The intel from King Hanky was either corrupted by cosmic interference or intercepted by the dastardly Don, so if you're in Colonia, your guess is as good as mine. That's all I have. Sorry. Oh, no. We've done that. Over to Norma.
The Golconda colonists are impressed by the Federation's success and have agreed to migrate to the outpost once it's been completed. The outpost will be named Forrester's Choice to honour the captain of the Golconda, Jonathan Forrester. More on that later.